counting for each one as they entered through the gate. One night, however, one was missing. He could have said, "Well, I have 99 left, so no big deal." But he would not rest until he found the sheep that was lost. Braving the perils of the night, he set out in search for that one lost sheep until he found it. He didn't drive it home, kick it home, or scold it home. He put it on his shoulders and carried it home. And when they got in, he invited the neighbors for a time of rejoicing. He said, "That's what they do in heaven when a sinner repents." Well, that's a neat story. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good morning. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday, February 3rd, 2024. Boy, oh boy. More happens on the weekend than during the weekdays. Donald Trump, the greatest president in American history? Question mark. One thing about Trump is he promised to make America great again. To do that, he has to take down deep state, shadow government, unseen powers in America and internationally. Now, Mexican government is a globalist. The new presidente of Mexico, she is a globalist. The UN has been using Mexico and, has been using Mexico in a war against the United States. The weapons of the war, opening borders, bringing in drugs, criminals, murderers, rapists from every nation, from China, Middle East, communist nations of South America. Donald Trump's at war with Mexico. Then you have to the north. We've been sandwiched in as a country. Canada. You have the globalist Macron. No, I'm sorry, not Macron. Trudeau. Castro Trudeau. And you have the CCP working out of Western Canada. See, Western Canada, whatever comes from China into Canada, Canada allows to cross the border on the north, especially drugs, illegal Chinese immigrants, communists, socialists coming in through the northern border. We see what is being stated as a, excuse me, as a tariff, new tariffs. It's much deeper than that. The tariffs are just the way that Trump is going to, Trump, his mechanism to let not only Canada, but the Chinese government, socialist governments all over the world, on the northern border, southern border, Mexico, and the socialists coming into the southern border internationally. This was out of the Hal Turner radio show yesterday. On Saturday, Trump taxed Canada, Mexico, and China. Mexico, Canada, 25%. China, 10%. Canada and Mexico say they're going to retaliate, possibly. But in the meantime, the wealthy of Mexico are being put on notice. The wealthy in Mexico are the families that are profiting from the drugs and the sale of slaves, the souls of men. Both Canada and Mexico, they could have avoided the trouble. But no. All they had to do was put a stop to illegal drugs crossing the border into the United States. Illegal immigration, both of these countries needed to stop the flow of illegal aliens from their countries. Instead of realizing the U.S. was serious, Trump was serious, Canada and Mexico thought that they could leave things as they were. definitely wrong. They made a mistake. Investors seem shocked that President Trump made good on his promise to implement tariffs. They shouldn't be shocked. He's not the typical phony politician. He actually does what he says he's going to do. Again, this is out of the Hal Turner radio show yesterday. There's no posturing by the man, by this man in this or his administration. He has no additional term in office to think about, to worry about, or plan for. This is the one final chance to fix what is broken inside the United States and in the way we deal with foreign countries who are harming us. And he's doing it. It's causing turmoil. Absolutely. Chaos. True. Why? The entirety of the United States federal government, through the thought like Canada and Mexico, also the government within, it's just posturing. There are very many employees in the U.S. federal government that thought they ran the country, and a president was just someone passing through. The idea was just dealt a quick death blow. Assistant U.S. attorneys fired. 5 out of 6 executive assistant FBI directors fired. National Labor Relations Board members fired. 26 out of 53 FBI special agents in charge fired. 51 retired intel officials who misused their reputations to invoke themselves politically. Security clearance revoked. Their ability to enter secure facilities unescorted, revoked. Diversity, equity, and inclusivity ripped out root and branch. The Green New Deal, over. Paris Climate Accord, canceled. The list goes on. Maybe investors would do well to get out whatever echo chamber they've been hanging around in and realize things are very, very different in the United States now. The American people have had quite enough of the way things have been. They voted in change. They voted in big change. This is the beginning of the end for many of these people.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Mo Dare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
So, over the weekend, heads rolled, and it was time, fortunately, on Sunday, out of, let's see, how do I begin this one? Well, I will... The USAID agency, USAID, the website on an X account goes dark. This was out of RT News. The United States Agency for International Development website went offline following an executive order by President Donald Trump that pauses most American foreign aid programs for 3 months to reassess overseas spending. Website became inaccessible on Saturday afternoon, displaying a message stating that the server IP address could not be found. Later the day, the agency's X account also disappeared. The outage follows reports that the Trump administration is considering placing USAID under the control of the U.S. of the State Department. Last week, Trump signed an executive order freezing most U.S. foreign aid for 90 days, citing the need for a comprehensive review of how funds are allocated. The order states that billions of taxpayer dollars flow to programs that do not serve American interests and, in many cases, actively work against them. The White House has framed the move as part of Trump's America's First policy aimed at cutting wasteful spending and redirecting resources toward domestic priorities. USAID, which oversees humanitarian and development programs abroad, has been significantly impacted. The agency has spent over $60 billion on foreign assistance in 2023 alone. Reuters reported that the Trump administration is planning to strip U.S. aid of its independence, place it under the control of the State Department. According to some familiar with the discussions, National Security Council has hosted meetings on the issue, and legal options are being explored for Trump to issue an executive order formalizing the merger. Some officials believe the order could be signed as early as this weekend. Photographs of USAID headquarters reviewed by Reuters showed the signs bearing the agency's official seal had already been removed. Critics have condemned the proposed reorganization, and with Senator Chris Murphy, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, warning that this move could face legal challenges. He says, a president cannot eliminate and appoint federal agency by executive order. Well, I'll get into the article and I'll get into another article. Yes, Jimmy Carter, through executive order, he signed USAID into law. That's what a despot, in other words, Trump, who wants to steal the taxpayers' money to enrich his billionaire cabal, does. No. He is talking about the Biden administration, the Obama administration, the Clinton, George Jr., George Sr. administration, the Carter administration, and to a great degree, the Reagan administration, not Trump. These people don't need more money that are assisting Donald Trump. They don't need more money. They're not like John D. Rockefeller. How much is enough? Just a little more. No, these are not those kind of people. How much is enough? Well, the Trump people are saying, we've had enough corruption. There's not going to be a little more. USAID was created in 1961 by President John F. Kennedy through an executive order, consolidating various foreign assistance programs under one agency. Its mission has been to promote economic growth, lie, promote the humanitarian crisis, wrong, advance U.S. national security interests globally, yes, American hegemony. The agency has faced growing criticism over its effectiveness, and experts questioning whether its assistance programs achieve their intended goals. Never. 98% of USAID grants pay for activities and not results, according to Walter Kerr, co-executive director of Unblock Aid, stated this earlier in the month. 10%, less than 10% of our foreign assistance dollars flow through USAID. Flowing through USAID is actually helping reaching those in need. And this matter of the USAID, this is you have the USAID being cut off. You have tariffs on Mexico, Canada, with China 10%. Then you have Benjamin Netanyahu visiting Donald Trump today. He'll be here for a couple of days, invited by President Trump. Never invited by Biden, I think once. I can't remember. The matter of the Gaza. Egypt won't take the Arabs out of Gaza. Jordan won't take Arabs. These people are violent. They are patterned for violence. They are those that actually are not involved in violent activities. The women and children, the youth, they're just a time bomb also. I think it was King Hussein II had to, there was a coup by Hamas in Jordan, I forget, 20 years ago, and Hussein had to bring his army out, and I think there were over 20,000 or more Hamas terrorists that had to be disappeared. So Trump is meeting with Netanyahu. This is another, I mean, everything. Trump is pulling corruption out of under every rock. Then you have Canada. I'm sorry, not Canada, Greenland. And it appears as if Trump is going to get Greenland. Maybe you haven't heard the news. Panama, Marco Rubio, Panama's agreed to stop the Chinese occupation. Right at this point, China is not in a position to take over the world. I read an article a year ago. The United States has spent trillions of dollars, trillions and trillions and trillions, controlling the world since the end of World War II. That's a big responsibility if you want to control the world. China's ambition is to be the world hegemon. But in the article I was reading, China has decided maybe they don't really want to take the position the United States has been in since 1945, because you have to gear up. You have to, your whole economy, your military, everything in your society is geared up to rule the world. China does not have that ability. We have outdistanced them by 20 years. And with the new technology, with the new tech that brings in new real-time information, it's even a greater challenge. So with this matter of all that Trump is doing presently, then in Europe, the transatlantic plan that we've been involved with, the European nations, they are not happy. And they realize there's nothing they can do. Trump has decided that he's going to unfund them, and he's going to unfriend them as well as unfund them. He already has. He's cut off billions of aid to Ukraine. He's going to let Ukraine, like a candle, burn itself out. Trump is doing what is necessary to halt the conflict in Ukraine. Then in South Africa, Trump is going to, there's been a lot of corruption in South Africa. So Trump is cutting off aid finances to them also. They're not happy. This kind of has to do with the Global South and the BRICS plan to destroy the U.S. dollar. That's another battle, another front that Trump is involved with. The devaluing of the U.S. dollar. It is quite complicated. It is fascinating to me that Trump has been preparing all through the Biden administration, watching everything and planning the moves once he became president. And now, on the first day, he set things in motion, shutting down government facilities, keeping a U.S. aid personnel out of the network, the computer networks, out of the buildings, firing individuals, giving the other employees that have been hard left of Stalin Democrats, that hate the United States of America. They're really just like the Bolsheviks, the communists that destroyed Russia, planning the same thing for this country. The country is going to go down, but not through these people. Eventually, the U.S. is going to go down. I'm going to have to hold for the break, and I'll be back. Podcast 1360KHNC.com. Present Truth Site.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on four bags and save $18.75 per bag on eight bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
Weekdays from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program, and the podcast for both hours are on the radio site, 1360KHNC.com. Now, today, President Putin today, early in the morning, discussing affairs in Russia, stated that the European leaders, they just don't like Trump. He said they actively fought him, interfered in his political life, in the U.S. election. Trump has different ideas about what is good and what is bad, including its gender policy. In some other issues, they don't like it. I assure you. He says that Trump, with his character and persistence, will restore order quite quickly. And all of them, you see, soon all of them will stand at the master's feet and gently wag their tails. That was Vladimir Putin. And last week, Putin came out and said that, remember, Russia gets all the intel. China gets the intel. All the nations of the world, they come in and they get intel on what's happening in this country. And the Putin stated last week that Trump, though he won the election, was not allowed back in power. Putin did say Trump did win the election, but the powers that be were not going to let him hold that seat for 4 years back to back. Like I had stated a year ago or over, I don't remember when, how far back, that the nations of the world, they know what happens in this country. They know the truth. They know the truth about Barack Obama and his lover, Michael. They know the truth about Macron and his lover, Brit. She is a he. They know the truth about Justin Castro Trudeau. They know the truth about the present Keir Starmer and his male partner. There's nothing that these nations don't know, but we don't read foreign news, so we don't see. The American people are blind to the reality. Trump knows what's going on. There's a Polish foreign minister, Radoslaw Sikorski. He released his tail-wagging open letter. Quote, I'm the foreign minister of Poland. Europe has got the message. As some allies grow weary of American power, Americans seem to be growing weary of their allies. For years in the first term and in his recent campaign, President Trump has made it very clear that he will put America first. The greatest president in American history. He'll be he won't be the last president, but he will, no one ever will be given the opportunity to be the greatest president of this country ever again. We have seen the last election in the United States of America, the last presidential election, I better be specific, occurred in early November 2024, sorry, I better be careful. The last presidential election of the United States of America took place last November, and the winner by popular vote and by electoral college vote, Donald J. Trump. There will never be another presidential election in the United States of America. The person that is coming using dictator. Well, how would I phrase this? He'll come to power using the techniques of the dictators of the past. Not lawful, illegally. Americans are growing weary of their allies. And why we're weary is because these allies rob us blind. And the dictator of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, guess what he just did? He upset the cartel. Quote, here's what he says. He said this on Sunday. When it is said that Ukraine received $200 billion to support the army during this war, it's not true. I don't know where all the money went. Perhaps it's true on paper that hundreds of different programs, I won't argue, that we're immensely grateful that we are immensely grateful for everything. But in reality, we received $76 billion. I don't know about the other $200 billion. So $200 billion goes to Ukraine. $76 billion reaches Ukraine. Where did the other $125 billion go roughly? Nancy, Joe, Hunter, okay, and then the big elephant in the room. When USAID personnel attempted to block access to some areas, DOGE officials threatened to call federal marshals. It was then reported USAID leaders were escorted out of the building after blocking DOGE access to security systems, all of which was followed by the news. DOGE representatives were given access to at least the executive secretariat, a nerve center for coordination and communication for the agency's highest level, and the office of the general counsel. So, over the weekend, you have to send in the federal marshals to keep the DOGE employees, the upper level, from going in and destroying data, destroying passwords. It's what they do.
Concrete work is all they know at Veterans Concrete. It's all they've done since 1985. Not only do they use the finest materials and do work that's second to none, but they'll do it at a fair, honest price. So if your mission is concrete work, give these boys a chance to complete it. And I promise you will get the longest lasting concrete anywhere. And that's guaranteed. So if you'd like to get a quote for your next concrete mission, give the boys at Veterans Concrete a call at 303-775-7926. 303-775-7926.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
I see the bad moon.
And right now, for the hardcore communist devil worshippers in this country, it's a bad moon rising for them. Absolutely bad moon rising. So Trump signed a directive, and with Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk, he seized control of the Treasury Department, took control of the sensitive payment systems. These systems pay out $6 trillion a year. Musk ousted all top Treasury Department officials. He announced that the Doge cut over $1 billion in socialist DEI contracts. Then Musk says this: the Doge team discovered, among other things, that payments approval officers at the Treasury were instructed always to approve payments, even to known fraudulent or terrorist groups. They literally never denied a payment in their entire career. And then Axios reported that America has never witnessed so many people purged or punished by an incoming president so quickly. The White House sources say this is just the beginning. President Bill Clinton, his senior advisor, Doug Sosnick, he, in terror, here's what he says: the Democrats are a party controlled by elites, liberals, and special interest groups. They are out of touch with America's middle class. They are personified by a president who let inflation get the better of him and world events spin out of his control, meaning Joe, where are you going with the gun in your hand, Biden? As a result, the Democrats lost the White House as well as the control of the Senate. Then there's this other news that comes out that says Americans may not like the GOP, but they really don't like the Democratic Party. A new poll has found. The party of Jefferson, Jackson, Kennedy, Clinton, Obama, and Biden holds a 57% unfavorable rating among voters. And this is according to the Quinnipiac University surveys, which were released last week on Wednesday. 31% of the voters say that they have a favorable view of the present Democratic Party. There is a new, the Democrats chose a new Democratic National Committee chairman, Jamie Harrison. Now, you want to see what's in the future? Should they be brought back? Should they be allowed back in power? Okay, he says. So Jamie Harrison says this, the new ground rules. Okay, so on this next ballot, you will be able to vote for two candidates of any gender on the next ballot. The rules specify that when we have a gender non-binary candidate or officer, the non-binary individual is counted as neither male nor female, and the remaining six officers must be gender balanced. With the results of the previous four elections, our elected officers are currently two male and two female. In order to be gender balanced, we must elect one male, one female, and one person of any gender. So again, this is what we have to do for this vice chair race, to ensure our process accounts for male and female and non-binary candidates. We conferred with our RBC co-chair, our LBGT caucus co-chair, and others to ensure that the process is inclusive and meets the gender balance requirements of our values. After a candidate is elected on the first ballot, we'll have one officer of the three, so then we will know which position is filled, which is filled of one male, one female, and one vice chair or any gender. Our second ballot will also be for any candidate of any gender. among those baffled by these ground rules. I'm baffled. This report concludes there were socialist Democrats who elected radical socialist Minnesota Party leader Ken Martin as their new chairman and anti-gun lunatic Dave Hogue as vice chairman, both of whom are straight white men chosen to lead a socialist Democrat party that proclaims itself the champion of diversity standing against the white patriarchy. This is a nation that is insane. These people have a problem with sanity. This is what the Democratic Party, should they ever come to power, again, this is what is going to be dumped. This pollution will be dumped upon our already polluted culture. You're going to just bring about our demise much faster. There is no hope for this country except through Jesus Christ. He is the only hope for everyone individually, not corporately.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
So I'm going to conclude this hour with this matter of the USAID, and I believe this was out of the assessment out of the Washington Post. The most consequential decision in executive order, which came within the opening days of President Donald Trump's administration, has without doubt been his reevaluating and realigning U.S. foreign aid, which sent shockwaves throughout Washington, especially given the federal funding that has been cut to USAID in a shock blow to the agency, It's also having a massive ripple effect throughout the world. Some foreign powers are welcoming the news, while many allies, as well as an assortment of U.S.-backed opposition groups, will feel completely abandoned. This has meant that pro-Western media outlets, NGOs, and soft power organizations are in panic mode. This has basically overnight shut down a multi-billion-dollar regime change apparatus, which pushed and often imposed American interests throughout the globe, especially in the very vulnerable Third World, as well as the former Soviet satellite regions. We're looking at a seismic shift in the U.S.'s relationship with the world. Number one, the U.S. is dismantling the foreign interference apparatus like USAID. Two, Marco Rubio stating that we're now in a multipolar world. This is major. We are now in a multipolar world with multi-great powers in different parts of the planet, and that the post-war global order is not just obsolete, it is now a weapon being used against us. Thirdly, the tariffs on supposed allies like Mexico, Canada, or the EU. This is the U.S. effectively saying, quote, our attempt at running the world is over, to each his own. We're now just another great power, not the indispensable nation. End quote. It looks dumb, as the Wall Street Journal just wrote. If you are still mentally in the old paradigm, but it's always a mistake to think that what the U.S. or any other country does is dumb. Hegemony was going to end sooner or later, and now the U.S. is basically choosing to end it on its own terms. It is the post-American world order brought to you by the United States itself, by America itself. The Rockefeller ownership and plan to own the world is over. Owning America is over. The Rockefellers have been put on notice that their ownership of the Columbia, of this political center, is over. They have owned it. It has been theirs for 120 years. It is over. The objectives of the family have ended. Not a country. It's the family. Trump has taken the country out of their hands. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, the Present Truth site.
Okay, I've been hearing a lot about the LifeWave patches, and they sound amazing. And I'm thinking I want to try them for myself. But can you tell me how they work?
Okay, well, you wear the patch, which is about the size of a quarter, 12 hours a day, 12 on, 12 off. And the patch uses your body's own light and energy and copper peptides to reactivate the dormant stem cells in your body. Once a stem cell has been reactivated, it can be used by any of the cells in your body that need it, creating a healing and growth process you haven't experienced since your youth. So in a nutshell, this is how the LifeWave X39 patch works.
You can purchase the LifeWave X39 patches by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Then simply scroll down to the LifeWave section, 1360khnc.com, and click on the Natural Health Products button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.